Ini lagi cerita berkenaan dengan di Hong Kong, di mana Art Basel di Hong Kong menjadi tawaran terbaru Hong Kong dalam usaha menarik masuk pelancong ke wilayah itu. Terkenal dengan hub kewangan, namun kini ia menyusun strategi untuk menarik kemasukan pelancong yang pelbagai. Salah seorang anak seni Malaysia tidak melepaskan peluang untuk turut sama dalam pameran tersebut. Nina Rosman sekali lagi bertemu Richard Koh yang menghasilkan seni halus dan mendapat tarikan tersendiri.
Baik, sekarang saya berada di Hong Kong Convention Exhibition Center di mana saya akan bawa ke anda cerita-cerita menarik dari Hong Kong dan apa pengalaman yang ditawarkan di Hong Kong selepas kita menutup sempadan dan membukanya semula pada beberapa bulan yang lepas. Namun di sini kita nak lihat bagaimanakah acara atau pengalaman yang ditawarkan di Hong Kong ini mampu menggamit semula hati orang luar di sana dan pelancong-pelancong baru. Kita bukan hanya nak tumpu daripada tempatan, tapi kita nak tumpu kepada peringkat antarabangsa sekali. Dan sekarang ini saya nak ceritakan antara acara yang ada di sini adalah Art Basel, di mana acara ini diadakan setiap tahun namun dihentikan selepas Hong Kong menutup sempadannya dan membukanya kembali sejak pada bulan Disember. Dan di sini ia telah mempamerkan iaitu exhibition gallery daripada Asia, Europe, telah merentasi Amerika Utara, Selatan, Afrika dan banyak lagi. Namun saya tidak akan berbincang lebih mengenai ini. Saya akan bawakan sendiri bakat seni Malaysia yang berada di Hong Kong di sini untuk menceritakan lebih banyak apakah exhibition ni dan apakah antara acara terbesar, antara acara yang dipanggilkan Art Basel, antara acara yang melibatkan kesenian dan budaya di Hong Kong ini. Jadi izinkan saya berbahasa Inggeris untuk kita berbincang dengan tetamu istimewa kita di sini. Alright, we're going to talk about Art Basel event. I'm going to talk about Hong Kong tourism. So I'm going to welcome you for our guest here, Mr. Richard Koh, founder and owner of Gallery Richard Koh Fine Art. I want to say thank you very much, Richard, for being with me today.
Thank you for having me. Yeah.
From Malaysia to Hong Kong.
Yes.
Thank you for making Malaysia proud. Maybe some Malaysian doesn't know about the Richard Koh Fine Art Gallery. Maybe you can share with them the background or your experience, how you created Richard Koh Fine Art.
Oh, how I created. By mistake. But we've been operating as a gallery for almost 20 years. Started in KL and then Singapore and Bangkok. And we've been doing art fairs like this for more than 12 years. Yeah. So this is one of the first international fairs that we have come back to after COVID.
All right. We understand that Art Basel provides an in-depth interview of the Asia Pacific, astonishing diversity, and even the global artistic perspective through contemporary and modern perspective view. So I want to understand here the show that brings 70 galleries across the globe. So how do you see this exhibition, this participation in the art gallery can reunite the local and even the international audiences in a truly multicultural celebration of art?
It's not 70 galleries.
177.
It's 170 something, right?
177 galleries from 32.
Well, I think in general, people are very interested in arts and culture. It's a soft power. Tourism. You know, is all about soft power, right? Culture. People come to Hong Kong for the art fair, for the food, for business, for the environment, movies. Right? And of course, we just had Michelle Yeoh.
Yeah?
So it's a very important aspect in part of the tourism and also part of the cultural heritage of the area.
Right. Okay. Apologies, correction, 177 galleries, not 70 galleries. I missed the number.
Yeah, you missed a one.
But basically, we want to understand, how can even the Art Basel even support and even help the local community, the entrepreneurs, and even build a new tourism marketplace? How do you see
Art Basel. There's many events, but Art Basel is one of the places that can contribute to the tourism industry.
Yeah, I think Art Basel in Hong Kong is the anchor event for this month. It's almost like a pilgrimage, you know. Everybody will come to Hong Kong for the fair because it is technically the biggest fair in Asia Pacific, and everybody always enjoy art, right?
Mm-hmm.
So it's almost like a center.
Mm-hmm.
So in that sense, people will come, and I've seen a lot of Asians, a lot of people from everywhere that I haven't seen for a long time. They're all here.
Yeah, it's relieving to see the old faces
old and faces even new faces. And a lot of new faces.
But probably maybe you can a bit share, a bit intimate on how's this Art Basel has benefited you in terms of business?
Okay, we've always we've shown in Hong Kong for many years during Art Week. For us, it's always been interesting because we meet a lot of different people that we don't get to meet in back home or where we are, and it's a different kind of city, and it's got different kind of demographic.
Mm.
So we always get to meet a lot of new people here that we normally don't get to meet back home.
True.
Yeah. So that's important, and that's how you develop connectivity and contacts and all that, you know.
Okay. So as a gallery owner and business leaders in the industry, how can we even strengthen the regional cooperation, and how can you set a positive outlook for 2023?
I think it's just the beginning, and people are beginning to feel very positive, more positive. That everything is now open, and it's almost like a restarting again, and people are excited, and this helps to bring not just art people here, the business people are here, the casual tourist visitors are here, and once you mix that all up, you never know what connectivity you'll get.
True.
And what sort of opportunities?
You have to be open.
You have to be open, and you have to be observant and be relaxed about it, and enjoy the connection with everyone.
All right. I want to say thank you very much for your share, Mr. Richard Koh. Again, I want to say thank you again, Mr. Richard Koh, the founder and owner of Gallery Richard Koh. Fine. Yeah. There's too many, your name in too many sentences.
Yes.
But I want to say thank you very much for sharing
about
the exhibition. And it's a very proud and honor that Malaysia, you as a Malaysian, be a part of this international Asia Pacific Art Convention Center. So I want to say thank you very much. Right. Jadi itu adalah perkongsian menarik daripada salah satu bakat seni Malaysia yang berada di Hong Kong ketika ini, yang menyertai Art Basel ketika ini. Jadi sudah tentu ini adalah antara usaha yang dijalankan untuk merancakkan semula Hong Kong selepas ia telah suram beberapa tahun ini. Jadi untuk anda yang ingin melawat Hong Kong, anda bolehlah datang antara salah satu acara terbesar melibatkan kesenian dan budaya itu Art Basel. Dan jika anda ingin melawat ini pada masa akan datang, rancanglah dengan sebaik-baiknya untuk anda pergi ke tempat-tempat yang anda ingin kunjungi. Sudah tentu banyak lagi usaha untuk kita mempergiatkan sektor dan industri pelancongan kita. Dan sekian saja perkongsian terus daripada Hong Kong. Saya Nina Rozman, laporan untuk Astro Awani.